I'd like to introduce you to a new category of Isser that's not well known. It's mentioned here for the first time in Daf Lamed Beis, and again in Daf Samach Dalet, which is already the end of the Masechta. Everyone knows there's a concept of Isuri Achila, things you're not allowed to eat, and Isuri Anah, things you're not allowed to have benefit from. There's a category of Isser called Reitza B'Kiyumai. And it's not so well known, but you're not allowed to be in a situation where you want certain things to exist. Reitza B'Kiyumai. The concept of Reitza B'Kiyumai is found in Shas only in regard to Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesach, as far as I know. You're not allowed to want Kalayim to keep on growing, but if you have a Kalayim fruit, you're allowed to want it to exist. But if it's your Kalayim and you want it to grow, then if it grows 0.5%, then it becomes Aser. It's true. But as far as the Isser of Reitza B'Kiyumai, which is not a familiar term to us, Reitza B'Kiyumai exists. You're not allowed to be in a position where you want Avodah Zarah to exist or Yayin Nesach to exist. That's this concept which our Gemara touches on. Now, Tosfos here extends the Isser to Basar B'Chalav and more importantly to Chametz B'Pesach. Tosfos holds that the concept, even though it's interesting, it's not a Shas any place. Nevertheless, from the Tosfos understands, the Rashi and Samach Dalet, which explains that when the Torah says destroy something, our understanding is that the Torah doesn't want you to be a Reitza B'Kiyumai. It's a stretch, but this is the understanding of Chazal from these Gemaras. And this is halacha l'maaseh, that there's a concept of Reitza B'Kiyumai. And I'll read to you two sifim in Shulchan Aruch, where it's brought in Hilchas Pesach, and then I'll present to you what the problems are. In Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Taf Nun, there are two examples of this new Isser. Now, Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach, we don't have real Yayin Nesach, or Avodah Zarah, but Chametz, we know about Chametz. So, the Ramah, in Taf Nun Sivav, says, I also litnais Chametz Leini Yehudi, by Pesach, and fill up a mice of Shalaini Yehudi. A guy tells you, you're going to the store, pick me up some cookies. On Pesach. So let's say you're not going to be Echrai on it. You're not taking any Echrais on it. You're not saying you're not having enough from it at all. So are you allowed to buy Chametz for a guy? So the Ramah says it's Aser. Mishnah Berurah says, Shami Yechel Mimenu. You're not supposed to handle Chametz. You might eat it. Va'ayit, she writes a B'Kiyumai. Shalach Chametz. If you're buying it for him, even if you're not responsible for it, you don't want it to get destroyed. Your rights are b'kiyumai shel chametz, and therefore, you're not allowed to do it. So that's a situation where you want it to exist. It's a more interesting case in the Mechabris of Zion. Your guy, your sheneba, asks if he can borrow a pot. You have a pot, you're going to lend him your pot. What's the problem? He's going to cook chametz in it. It's a guy's chametz. He's going to cook chametz in your pot. What could be wrong? So Shulchan Aruch says, your rights are b'kiyumai. Why? Because if your pot is going to be on a fire and it's empty, it's going to get burnt. Right? If you ever left a pot on the fire, you went to learn, you got orangutan and you're learning. So the pot burnt. I have a Rebelsky story like that. I had my original shaifa when I started blowing shaifa 30 years ago. And it got a cut in the mouthpiece. So it got a cut. It passes the shofar. I told Rebelsky, and I'm so used to the shofar. So Rebelsky always said, no problem. Everything's no problem. No problem. You just put it to boil, cut off the edge, and you'll have a good one. So I told him, I'm not going to make a treif. He said, you're not going to make a treif. I'm not sure why. So I put in a pot of boiling water, and I took it out. I took it out 100 times. It didn't get soft. Finally, I put in the pot of boiling water. I went to learn. And eventually, I smelled the shofar, the mouthpiece of the shofar. There was no crack on it anymore. It was touching the bottom, the black metal of the pot, and the black mouthpiece of the shofar sort of got glued together. So I got a new shofar. But a new shofar, a new pot. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's why it's a B'Kiyumai. I mean, not the shofar case. If you lend your neighbor a pot, he's cooking with it. What do you care? He's putting cooking oatmeal. Your rights of B'Kiyumai. Because if the oatmeal were to disappear while it's on the fire, the pot would burn. So bang, your rights of B'Kiyumai. Okay, new Isser. I think most of us are not familiar with this Isser. It's a Mechaber and a Ramah. Reitze b'kiyumai. You're not allowed to be in a position of Reitze b'kiyumai shalchamas. Okay. So this seems to be a problem. Now, the average person sells his chametz to a guy. The guy has to pay him market value for it, if the guy wants it. And I guess in my house, what chametz do I have? Truth is, I try to have no chametz. But let's say you have some chametz. You write to b'kiyumai. Maybe you want, maybe you're not. The guy will pay you full price for it. Maybe you don't care. What? Every time, you should always be right to b'kiyumai. That's your problem. I'll tell you for certain, you have a store, you have Gottmart. So Gottmart has shelves of chametz with sheets on it. On the last day of Pesach, as soon as Pesach is over, they rip off the sheets, and everyone comes to buy. They're definitely right to b'kiyumai. They want to have the chametz for after Pesach. They want the customers to come in. The right to b'kiyumai shall a chametz. It seems to be a problem. Again, if the guy will pay for it, why do you care? If the guy you sold it to, or you sold the chametz to, will pay for it, why do you care to have it for your customers? So, I don't know, it would seem to me they want it. It seems to be a problem of rights of b'kiyumai. It's not clear if it's there. I said, Rabbanan from Rashi and Samach Dal, the Achrayim and the Samach Dal that argue in Kavanas Rashi there, if it's Tereisa. They seem to understand the Rashi. Rashi says, you're right to b'kiyumai, since the Torah said destroy it, the Torah doesn't want you to be right to b'kiyumai. But, yeah, that's another thing. You may have a hard time getting the money from the guy, so you're right to b'kiyumai, because you don't want to go collect. It seems to be a real issue. There's another example. When Rav Belsky first was in the OU, I remember he once told me that he's instituting on factories that run on Shabbos, the whole thing is a mirtis, that the yidna are going to come check. He says, they know no Jews coming, no mashgiach is coming to check on Shabbos. So he instituted that they have to go once in a while and check on Shabbos. A mashgiach has to go on Shabbos, check into a nearby hotel, if there's such a thing, and visit. Now remember, he said then, that they can do it on Pesach also. 8 days of Pesach, they think that no Mashgichim are coming. Once in a while, a Mashgiach has to come on Pesach. So we declared then, if a Mashgiach is allowed to inspect a Chametz, a Goyish-owned Chametz factory. Going to go to, remember Educator Cookies? Right? Nobody remembers Educator Cookies. You're going to go into a cookie plant into Stella Doro, and you're going to go inspection for the OU. Is he right to b'kiyumai? He's not going to get paid if the plant doesn't exist. He wants there should be a plant. He gets his day's wages. So what? Hanah from the smell. I said to Mishnah Berurah, there's a bir halacha about hanah from smell. He says, no, he says, takana to be hanah from the smell. What? He loses credibility. He's concerned about his reputation. He's going to do it right. He's concerned about his reputation. The problem is that he's in a situation where he's making money because chametz exists. Making money because chametz exists.
It's not his.
So even though it's not his, right to b'kiyumai is when it's not his. That's right to b'kiyumai. So I'll tell you something else. There are two nekudas here. The one I'm going to tell you comes from a Shaar Ephraim. There's a Shaar Ephraim that the Shaar Tshuva sends you to, but there's a piece missing in the Tshuva. And he talks about something similar to Rebelski Shai. As Rebelski was talking about, he talks about someone just watching. You have a guy, your neighbor, he says, do me a favor, keep an eye on my box. You know, I'm getting a box delivered, just keep an eye on it. He also writes a b'kiyumai of the guy's thing. I don't know if you're aware of that. When you sell chametz through a rav, not only are you selling the chametz, you're also renting the space where the chametz is located. In other words, the Rav asks you, some Rabbanim have you list which closet it is, which place it is, even if they don't. The Shtar says that you're selling the chametz and renting the place where the chametz is located. Why? Why do you have to rent the place where the chametz is located? You have a guy's chametz in your house, you're afraid you'll eat it, so you have to put a hecker on it. Why are you doing it? So it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah in a minute, that the Itzer Isser of Reitzah B'Kiyumai is only in a situation where it's in the Rishus of Yid. When a guy's chametz is in a Yid's Rishus, there's the Itzer of Reitzah B'Kiyumai, or if he's in the Henna, it's Aser anyway, I'll find out. If the guy's chametz is in the Jew's Rishus, then there's an Itzer of Reitzah B'Kiyumai. As long as the guy's chametz is in the guy's rishus, there is no issa of right to biki yumai. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Mem, the Mishnah Berurah there says that as long as it's b'shusay shel guy, there's no issa. Whereas a Tov Mem, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Zayin, he says there that, so he just says, "Mekabel achrayis al chemsei shel akum bebeis akum shari." Mekabel achrayis al chemsei shel akum bebeis akum shari. The guy tells you, "Do me a favor. You're in my store. Just watch my store for a minute. I have to run out. I have to put my money in the meter. Watch my store. You're watching a store. There's chametz there. You're right to the kiyuma. No iser. Right to the kiyuma seems to be only an iser if it's bebeis shel Yisrael." If it's right to b'kiyumai shel chametz b'beis shel Yisrael, in that case,
in,
what? Okay, 1 second. The so in that case, this is the reason when we sell chametz to a guy, we also rent the place the chametz is located to the guy together with the chametz. It turns out it's chemsei shel guy b'beis shel guy, where there's no issa b'chlal. The problem is the pot case. The pot case is in the guy's rishus. Since the pot case, the guy's rishus, it seems to destroy this whole yisayid. So that Rebelski had a shtickle Torah that when you're in the rights of the kiyumai, if it's in your rishus, it's exeris hakasav in your rishus, you have to have a shayatis to it. If you're nehena from it, the pile, because it's keeping your pot from burning, that's also a issa of rights of the kiyumai. Or if it's in your rishus, there's an issa of rights of the kiyumai, where there's no sort of hanav the pile at all, and it's not in your rishus, that's where it's mutter. These are the gedarim. Now, I have to tell you, it sounds a little forced. We're just basically taking all the cases and making them fit. But the whole case of Reis HaBikiyumai is really a very difficult yisayid, and it's a little hard to know where it starts and where it ends. If you remember, we had in the first parak that you're not allowed to build, and Avodah Zarah is certainly not a build. Remember we said you're allowed to build a stand for the Avodah Zarah, as long as you don't put in the Avodah Zarah, you build a stand. If you're building a stand, they're paying you to build a stand for the Avodah Zarah. Aren't you right to be Kiyumah Shal Avodah Zarah? If it wouldn't exist, they wouldn't want you to build a stand. So it needs a gather, this new rule, which nobody seems to know about, of right to be Kiyumah. For today, we're being introduced to the idea that there is such a thing as Reitzah B'Kiyumai. It presents these sort of common problems. The lamaisa of it is that if it's not in the Jew's Rishus, and the Jew is not in a henna, that it's mutter. And I guess the Gedarim, we're going to have to still leave for a future time. What the side of Taisvis is that you're not called Reitzah B'Kiyumai Shel Chametz if it's the Keli itself. Because the Keli is that it might be want the Keli to exist, you really don't care about the Blias. That's the aside that Taisus has. Nafkamina and Taisus, if you go to a flea market and you buy a used Keli, and you're buying it from a guy, for all you know it's a treif for Keli, you have to assume it's treif. But you go, you buy something, a very pretty thing, and you're not going to cook, you're not going to put hot food in it. You want to have it for display, or you want to have it to put fruit in. The keli is probably treif. It has blias of treif in it. Even if it has blias of yayin nesef or basa b'chalav, Taisa says it's mutter, because you're not right to bekiyumai of the blias, you're right to bekiyumai of the keli itself, as long as you don't use the fahad, it's mutter. And in the handout, it brings down from Yeriday, you know, it's possible chalav, that you're allowed to have treifa kelim in your house if they're designated to be used cold or as a show type of a keli, that there's no issue in that. That's something that's mutter.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get it. It's actually a sugya by Nesach. If there's a heter of a year, the Chacham Tzvi holds a year makes it mutter. Moshe says not to be seimich on it except in very rare cases. I'll tell you, we have an interesting thing when we make a wedding in the Hilton. I don't mean my family. When people make a wedding in the Hilton, so as a hechsher, we had the shaila. You know, you have to schlep all the kalim. There's something called a show plate. A show plate is when you sit down, there's a plate there. You're not supposed to eat from the plate. You're not supposed to eat from the plate. Just a show plate. And it has an H on it, a Hilton. So Shaila's is, are you allowed to have a tray for show plate? Cold food. So the idea is they'll take it away before any hot food comes. They'll take it away before any hot food comes. So we were talking about it. So we said the only possible problem, what could be the problem? It's all cold food. The only problem is the pickles. Technically, if you cut a pickle on a tray for plate, the Chassan says it becomes trade. So we made a policy that they can use the show plates, but they shouldn't put the pickles on the table until after the show plate is removed. A simple thing. That was our policy. So we got back, can't do it. Union rules. Pickles may only be put on the table by the busboy who sets up, and not by the waiter who comes around later. Union rules, no way they can break it. Kashrus Ahin, Kashrus Air, bring your own show plates. They can't put, nobody else can put pickles down on the table. So you talk about interesting rules. Okay.